Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for March 13th to the 19th. So it has been some interesting energy that we've been experiencing over the past week. A lot of push and pull energy coming through. And so when spirit says push and pull to me, that's that kind of like two things. It can be like two steps forward, three steps back, that kind of stuff. But it can also be stuff that you've been resisting coming back up. And so you're kind of like pushing it away, but then realizing that you need to work on it. So then you're pulling it to you and the universe is pulling other things to you and then you're pushing it away. So lots of that pushing and pulling energy, which can make us feel very unstable, right? It can make everything kind of feel topsy-turvy, not grounded, highly emotional you could be feeling. So everything could be making you kind of feel upset, all of the wounds coming up. So it's been a lot. And so astrologically, we've had all of these major alignments coming together, which we haven't had or experienced this type of energy in a really long time. And of course, the most recent one is the Jupiter and Chiron coming together in Aries. And so we're kind of going to be, I feel like, in that energy for a bit because it's so significant. And so if we talk about, and this is, you know, it's kind of, and it's interesting because I feel like a lot of our hub members in particular, you know, well, we're all women at this point. We did have one male member and he left us a couple months ago, but so it's all females in the hub group. We're all, I think, you know, similar in age. I mean, there's some variances there, but with the idea of Chiron, and so Chiron being the wounded healer. And so some of us actually start to go through that cycle. Sometimes it can start in your 40s. Sometimes it can start at 50. But it's really about all of those deep wounds coming back up for healing and things that you like just haven't been able to heal. And so that stuff is coming through. And that's, I feel like in this particular time right now, because of what we're doing on this planet and this planet being in such disarray and the mess that it's in, that we are working on like many lives of the deep wounds at once, not just one. No, so not just this one that you can like see and touch and feel right now, but like many of them. And I feel like that's why it feels so significant, that it feels like bigger and harder and more difficult than it normally would, because there's like literally spirit showing me there's layers of it. There's so many layers of it from the past lives coming in. So not only are we doing the healing just for ourselves in this time and space, but we're actually doing the healings for, you know, all of the aspects that we have been and are, but just not in this particular time. So that's, you're going to be feeling like it may be feeling a bit overwhelming. It definitely may be feeling a little bit like, they're saying to me, some of you are feeling like you're out of breath, like you just can't catch your breath on things. Part of what we need to remind ourselves when we're going through something significant where there's a lot of opportunity for healing is that we need to work on surrendering as much as we possibly can. And I know you guys have heard me say this probably a million times. I've heard myself say it a million times. I'm still not doing it. So that is something that we need to do wholeheartedly. And it's, for me, is definitely a work in progress because, I'm somebody who feels like if I'm not doing something, then it's a sign of weakness, that I need to be actively doing something to fix it, to help it, to heal it, to whatever. And this has applied to everything in my entire life. And so now, you know, I'm recognizing that doing that has drained my energy. It's completely deleted my energy sources. And the only way that I can get my energy sources back is by really honestly going into surrender mode so that I can collect my energy back and so that I can use it for healing, for doing all of the things that I need to do. And so if Spirit's having me say this to you, I'm going to assume that many of you out there are possibly struggling with this. And even if you're not, this, I really pay attention. Even if you're somebody who says, you know what, I'm actually pretty good with that. I'm good at surrendering. I'm good at letting it go. They're just showing me that a few of you tend to still be worriers about it. So even though you're saying, okay, I'm just going to surrender, I'm not going to fight it, but you're kind of like the monkey mind in the back is kind of like running kind of sneakily, if that's a word, in the background, just kind of running that doubts and worries and fears over and over again. And that's actually still creating that resistance, creating that drain on your energy. So we're going to do, you know, when we did our connections that we did for our satsang, when you guys are doing your meditations, which hopefully is daily, everybody's creating some time every day to meditate, be specific with your guides about this particular thing and ask them to help you with the surrendering, helping you to release the resistance. So release the forms of ego and the forms of fear around that, right? Just, you know, the whole letting go and letting God, that's helpful to actually say that sometimes, use that mantra when you're feeling like you need to be doing something, but you're not sure what to do, or you're not sure that you're doing it right. It's just kind of creating that little bit of a pause, which is helpful. One of the things I wanted to share with you guys quickly, and just because I was reminded of it today, is that when you're communicating with your spirit guides, with your team, make sure that you are being very specific about who you're working with or who you're taking direction from. And make sure that when you create the intention, when you're saying your prayers or you're, you know, doing your rituals, that you are saying that only those of the highest light and highest love that have your highest good in mind are allowed to work with you. And I think this is important right now because as we're going to get into eclipse season, which is coming soon, where it's kind of like all of the portals open, all of the gates, all of the energies open up, and we can often get many spirit energies coming through. And this includes our ancestors coming through that are still working on their own stuff. And they come through and they come through you to work on their stuff through you. Now, that's entirely up to you if you allow that to happen. But if you're working on some of your own stuff right now that, you know, is deep, for instance, in my case, I don't have the energy to be helping anybody else with that stuff. I need to be doing that stuff for myself. So be very, very clear with your teams of guides and angels and let them know that only those energies that have your highest good in mind be allowed to come through and help you and guide you. I feel like if you do that, Spirit's just saying to me right now, there's better navigation for you. So if you're kind of creating that bit of clarity, then you're not necessarily having to take the long way around to get to places. You don't have to take the long way around to receive the guidance or the healing. You know, it's one of the things I've joked a million times with my, but obviously I need to be more, they need to know how serious I am about it, is the fact of learning lessons through the physical body. So learning through illness and disease. I don't want to learn like that anymore. I don't want to receive my guidance like that anymore. But it continues to come through that way. And it kind of always has been. And I need to recognize that when that happens for me, it's usually because they need me to experience it a certain way so that I can reach a level that I'm able to help people at. And so, you know, obviously one of the things that working with the neurological stuff right now and such the degree that I am is really, really, you know, empowering my compassion. And so I know that when I'm going to be working with whoever I'm going to be working with It'll be something that they need from that. We can, though, however, say, listen, this is just too much. You need to give it to me in a much dialed down version so that I can actually still function. This is really important. But I had a conversation with a healer today, and she was reminding me that all healers go through some type of trauma, some type of drama physically. And that's, you know, it's kind of like through the doors that you have to go through in order to be able to do the work that you do. So just kind of remind yourself about that whenever you're going through anything, that it's serving a purpose. So whether it's something physically that you're dealing with in your physical body, whether it is, you know, career-wise, whether it's relationship-wise, whatever the difficult situation is, just remind yourself, as I know how hard it is, because when you're in it, sometimes it's really hard when you're like, I want this to be done. But just kind of remind yourself that it's serving a purpose, and it's unfolding in a way that, you know, your spirit team feels that you need to go through, the universe feels that you need to go through. And in order to get to the next place or the next step on your journey, this is kind of like part of the process of it. So do yourself a favor and just kind of have more compassion towards yourself, more understanding that you're not bad because you're not getting through this. You're not being punished because it's not working out for you in the way that it needs to yet. So just a little bit more surrender, a little bit more surrendering. And I think that's something that's going to help us the most for all of us coming forward. So you guys will be feeling this kind of energy, the push and pull energy, for the next little while. Make sure that you're doing your meditation daily, creating that time every day just to go in, create the connection. First and foremost, make sure that you're connected to source, establish that connection so you can renew your energy. And then ask for guidance in that. It's going to be really important to be shielding yourself energetically, putting the energetic bubble around you, the protection around you, because this world is crazy and the energy that's coming off of it is crazy. And so those of us who are consciously on our path need to protect our light. So this is something that you're going to need to do. Make sure that you're bubbled up. I'm going to do it with you guys for our healing. When we do our group healing together, we're going to do a little scan so that we can go over and see what kind of stuff we're holding on to. And then we'll do the connection and bubbling up so that you guys have that, because I think it'll be helpful for everybody to make sure that you can do it for yourself every single day. Empowerment, right? Empowerment through your own ability to heal and connect. And then we'll be doing our readings, I think, at the end of the month, and we'll see what that's meant to look like for us. Okay, guys, sending you huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.